wheels on regular chariots.
你可以想象你骑在四匹马车上。
You can imagine if you're on a chariot with four horses.
你的车子当然旁边有两个轮子了。
And then next to your chariots, there will be wheels.
不过这个轮子呢，跟垂直方向还有这样的方向的轮子。
But these wheels actually have one wheel this going this direction and the other wheel going this direction.
还有前面也有一个轮子。
And then there's a wheel in the front.
后面有一个轮子。
And then behind it, there's another wheel.
那么然后每个轮子都是轮中套轮的。
And then there's all these the wheel within a wheel for each of the wheels.
那你如果坐在这个车子上。
So if you're upon this chariot,
你赶快设计这个车子，可能你就会拿到专利了。
So please design this chariot, then you'll get a patent.
那结果是什么呢？
So what's the
你这个车子，你可以说我要往前就往前。
So if you want this wheel, this chariot to go forward, it will go
往后就往后。
If you go backward, it will go
向东就向东。
If it goes east, it will go east.
向西就向西。
If it go west, it will go west.
不需要转弯。
You do not need to turn.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在神的国度里都不拐弯抹角的。
In the kingdom of God, there is no turning.
所以让我们记得，什么都是笔直笔直的。
So everything ought to be straight.
非常非常清楚的。
Very, very clear.
所以现在大家知道。
So now everyone knows.
为什么轮子是这样结构的？
So why is it structured this way?
那么轮子的那个网，轮网就充满了许多的眼睛。
So the rims are full of eyes.
眼睛在圣经里面代表智慧。
Eyes in the Bible speak about wisdom.
给我们看见我们的神是无所不知的神。
To show us that our God is an omniscient God.
所以当轮子在这转动的时候，
So as the wheels are turning,
他眼睛都看得见。
His eyes are watching.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
现在真正人在那里设计这个所谓机械人。 Robot.
So people are truly trying to design robots.
事实上呢，就是给 robot 装一个眼睛。
Actually, they want to, most importantly, give the robots an eye.
那么根据他的眼睛，他就感觉到了。
Based on the eyes, they will sense the environment.
有人来了。
Someone coming.
他的水就放出来了。
And then he will let forth some water.
这就你洗手的时候，因为有眼睛在那里。
So then you can wash your hands.
所以我们知道整个的这个轮子上面有眼睛的。
So you see that the whole rims are full of eyes.
就好像你把一个 software 放在轮子里面一样。
It's just like you put some software in the wheels.
那很稀奇。
It's very amazing.
这个轮子好像跟活物没有贴近的。
As if these wheels are not connected to the living creature.
那么现在我们要问。
So the question is,
是不是轮子走轮子的，活物走活物的，不是。
Is it that the wheels take their own way and then the living creatures go their own way?
有两节圣经。
No. There are two verses.
12节,
verse 12.
他们俱各往前行，灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去。
And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go.
20节,
verse 20.
灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。
Wherever the spirit is about to go, the living creatures would go that direction.
活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升。
And the wheels rose close beside them.
因为活物的灵在轮中。
For the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it interesting?
现在是活物指挥轮子。
Now these living beings were the ones that directed the wheels.
所以活物上升，轮也跟着上升。
So the living creatures went up, they would go up.
但是活物怎么上升呢？
But how did the living creatures go up?
因为灵往哪里去，活物也往哪里去。
Because where the spirit went, they would go.
所以现在想明白吗？
So now you understand?
这整个的这个四活物也好，四个轮子也好，它是一个架构的。
So whether the four living creatures or four wheels, it's one structure.
它是 composite body, 你看它是个复合体。
It's a composite body.
所以很清楚的是一起的，好像表面上各走各，但是其实是整体的。
So as if they were going independently, but it's actually one whole thing.
所以你看见说他们完全受圣灵的控制。So
they were going in unison under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个很清楚的。So
this is very interesting.
好了，讲完了轮子以后。
So after you talk about the wheels,
这还不是全部的。
This is not everything.
这个只是穹苍以下的。
This is only that which is below the extent.
现在要紧就来了。
So now the important part.
最要紧的是穹苍以上的。
The most important part is that which is above the extent.
结果给我们看见穹苍以上，穹苍的形象好像可畏的水晶。
It shows us that above the expanse, it was something like crystal.
那铺张在活物的头上。Spread
out over their heads.
那么圣经告诉我们，
So the Bible tells us,
当活物张开它翅膀的时候，
When the living creatures expand their wings,
它有两个翅膀是遮盖身体，
As two wings to cover its body.
所以一面它在那里飞翔，
On the one hand, it's flying.
另一面它是托住整个的天的，
On the other hand, it supports the whole heaven.
所以整个的天是活物的翅膀在那托住的。
So the whole expanse is supported by the living wings of the living creature.
当灵往上走的时候，
So as the spirit causes it to move up,
活物就跟着往上走。
the living creatures move up.
然后呢，天也跟着往上走。
And then heaven also moves up.
神的荣耀跟着往上走。
And then the glory of God moves up.
神的旨意同样往上走。
The will of God moves up.
神的同在也往上走。
The presence of God moves up.
这是非常奇妙的一幅图。
This is very amazing picture.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
所以活物目的就是把天把它托住了。
So the living beings are there to support the whole heaven.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
现在活物能够把天带到地，能够把动物带到西。
So now the living creatures can bring heaven down to earth, can both go from east to west. 你看，
这是活动的宝座。
This is a moving throne.
你看，稀奇的很。
It's amazing.
这个做梦也没有想到。
You can never even dream about this.
你看，无论在哪里能遇见神的旨意。
No matter where you go, you can touch the will of God.
你能遇见神的同在。
You can touch the presence of God.
你能看见神的笑脸。
You can see the smiling face of God.
你无论在哪里都看见那个彩虹。
No matter where you go, you see that rainbow.
天是那么近的。
Heaven is so close.
但是谁把天的那么带的那么近呢？
Who is it that brings this heaven to us?
你看，很明显是靠近宝座那个生命把它带来的。
It is that life before the throne that brings this life.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
那详细的我就不去说它了。
I won't go into the details.
然后你会发现说。
Then you'll discover.
特别你如果读到第二十五节。
Especially when you read verse 25.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音。
And there came a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
整个动作怎么动的。
Now how did the whole structure move?
七灵是从神的宝座上出来的。
The seven spirits come forth from the throne of God.
活物是听圣灵的声音的。
Now the living creatures listen to the voice of the spirit.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
最重要发声音发源的地方
the most important place where the voice comes from,
乃是在他们头上的穹苍中有声音
It's coming forth from the expanse that was over their heads.
你知道有很多犹太的学者
Now there are many Jewish scholars.
他们说这个就是以利亚所听见那个微小的声音
They feel that this is the small still small voice that Elijah heard.
是不是并不要紧
Is it that voice we don't
但这里有一幅图画
But there's a picture here.
你看见在穹苍以下
you see that below the expanse,
完全是受穹苍以上的指挥
is completely delegated by the voice above the expanse.
你所听见的是轰轰的声音
so what you hear is the rumbling sound.
有车辆的声音
there is the sound of the chariot.
有翅膀的声音
the sound of wings.
但是所有这些的行动
but the whole movement of the structure
是根据天上那个声音
is according to the voice of heaven.
当这个声音说停止就停住
when this voice said stop, it would stop.
往东就往东
to go east, it would
往西就往西
go west, it would go west.
那这个声音从哪里来的
Where does this voice come from?
这个声音从宝座上来的
This voice came from the throne.
所以接着下面就看见宝座的形象
So then you see the picture of the throne.
仿佛蓝宝石一样
It's like lapis lazuli.
这个严格说来
And strictly speaking,
这个应该是这个应该是 Burl 应该是真的老宝石不是这个 Lapis Lazuli
It actually shouldn't really be Lapis Lazuli It should be really Burl
因为 Lapis Lazuli 是个 不透明的
Because Lapis Lazuli is not transparent
讲到神的宝座通通是透明的
But because when you talk about the throne of God It always ought to be transparent
那个金子是透明的
Now that gold is transparent
那个蓝宝石是透明的
That beryl is transparent
所以当你读到启示录
So when you study the book of Revelation
你看见第一个盘第一个宝石
You see the first living stone
如果 你仔细读圣经的话
If you study the Bible carefully
事实上它是指着金刚钻来说的
It actually the word jasper refers to the diamond
因为碧玉是不透明
Because jasper is actually opaque.
所以圣经里面的碧玉
So the jasper in the Bible
尤其到了新天新地的时候
Especially in the new heavens and the new earth
那个时候你不能再用现在物理和化学的定律了
You cannot use the same principles of physics and chemistry of today.
所以你看见在那里很清楚的你看金子是透明的
Because on that day you see that gold is transparent.
还有你看见这些宝石也是透明的
You see these precious stones are also transparent.
所以如果你要知道什么叫
So yeah, if you want to know what is blue,
坐在宝座那个就是蓝的。
So the one that is upon that throne is blue.
蓝在圣经里面代表属天的颜色。
Blue speaks about the heavenly color.
然后坐在宝座上有人的形状。
And that there was one like the appearance of a man.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是约翰在启示录第一章。
This is what John in chapter 1 of Revelation.
他看见有个人子。
He saw a son of man.
一点都不错。
It's without a doubt.
就是这一位。
It's this one.
就是这一位主坐在那个宝座上。
It was this Lord that was upon the throne.
那么你看见从腰以上仿佛像光耀的金晶。
Now above the loins, it was like a fire glowing metal.
金晶代表神的性情。
Glowing metal speaks about the nature of
God. 给我们看见他是神的儿子。
Shows us that he is a son of God.
但是下面腰以下却是彩虹。
But below the loins is the rainbow.
彩虹乃是指着主在十字架上的工作来说。
The rainbow speaks about the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
他所说的七句话。
The seven phrases that he spoke.
就像彩虹的七个颜色一样。
Just like the seven colors of the rainbow.
各个他像经过大的暴风雨一样。
So Calvary was just like going through a great storm.
结果人看不见光是不是
？So man couldn't see light.
神就是光。
God is light.
谁看见光
？Who has seen light before?
如果光的能力能量像核子能量那么大的话
，If the light is, has the radiation of nuclear of light,
你看见就变成灰尘了。
If you see it, you can be extinguished.
没有一个人能靠近神的。
No one can approach the.
你只要站在神面前，罪人站在神面前一定化成灰尘。
A sinner before the light of God will be destroyed.
但是你什么时候能看见光呢
？So when can you see that light?
暴风雨以后
，After the storm,
浮在空中里面
，And then in the air,
每一个水珠都像眼泪一样。
All the little drops in the air are just like tears.
证明经过苦难了。
It proves that it went through suffering.
主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus was crucified.
你看各个大一个何等大的苦难。
Now the suffering Calvary was such great suffering.
神就是光。
God is light.
现在光照在这个浮在空中的水珠上。
And this light shone upon the tears in this air.
你看见什么
？What did you see?
你看见红黄蓝白的七个不同的颜色。
You see the seven colors of the rainbow.
光普通是看不见的。
Light normally is not visible.
别的光 X 光或者伽马光会把你眼睛弄瞎的。
An X-ray or gamma ray would blind you.
你不能眼睛直接看 laser， 不能看镭射光的。
You cannot look at laser directly.
你不能看所谓的激光的。
You cannot look at the
laser. 它要把你毁掉的。
It will destroy you.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
每次你看见彩虹的光的时候。
Every time you see the light of the rainbow.
你看见带给你安慰。
It brings you comfort.
带给你神的应许。
It brings you the promise.
告诉我们说暴风雨已经过去。
It tells us that the storm has passed.
主耶稣在十字架已经为我们完成了所有的工作。
The Lord Jesus already accomplished everything for us on the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
当我们主走在地上的时候。
When our Lord Jesus walked upon this earth.
人看见他没有化成灰尘。
When man saw him, they weren't made into powder.
人如果真的看见神，就变成灰尘，变成 dust.
So if man really saw God, they would become dust.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主能靠近伤心的人。
Our Lord Jesus can approach those sad hearts.
他医治长大麻风的。
He can heal the lepers.
他和税吏一同坐席。
He can sit together with a tax gatherer.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 他的光是什么光
？What is this light?
弟兄姊妹，你说我光是看不见的。
You say I cannot see this light.
你从彩虹就看见光。
But then from the rainbow you can see the light.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
主耶稣钉在十字架。
But the Lord Jesus was crucified.
前面三个钟头。
The first three hours.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
The Father forgive them because they do not know what they do.
到了后面三个钟头。
The last three hours.
他说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”Said my God, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
他现在站在人的地位。
Now he stood in the place of man.
站在你我的地位。
He stood in the place of you and I.
我们罪都归在他身上。
Our sins were upon him.
神举起公义的杖。
God raised the staff of righteousness.
神就击打那个磐石。
And struck that rock.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在那个时候，神说。
And that time,
但是主说。
The Lord Jesus.
我的神，我的神，你为什么逼迫我
？My God, my God, why have you persecuted me?
感谢神。
Thank God.
他是神的儿人子。
He is the Son of God.
在人子 ，Son of Man.
He is the Son of Man.
只有他
，Only He
为我们钉在十字架上
，was able to be crucified for us on the cross.
神是不会死的
，God cannot die.
如果主耶稣要做救主的话
，If the Lord Jesus to be a Savior,
他必须人子才可以
，He has to become the Son of Man.
感谢神
，Thank God.
他果然是人子
，He is the Son of Man.
他站在我们的位置上
，He took our place.
他说我渴了
，He said I am thirsty.
为什么他说我渴了
？Why did He say I am thirsty?
因为他应许撒玛利亚夫人说
，Because He promised the Samaritan woman.
凡喝这水的永远不再渴
，Whoever drinks of this water will never thirst again.
那为什么你渴不渴了呢？
Why is it that you can't? You don't need to be thirsty.
因为主说我渴了。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
你知道为什么渴吗
？Why was he thirsty?
人在火的里面。
So man is in fire.
会说大巴不得有一个水凉凉我的舌头。
Would say, "Please just have some water be dipped in my tongue."
主说我渴了。
The Lord Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
他为我们经过了地狱的苦痛。
He went through the suffering of hell for us.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他站在你和我的地位上。
He stood in your place and my place.
到了最后。
Lastly,
他是父啊。
He said, "Father."
他说成了。 了。
He said, it is finished.
然后说父啊。
He said, Father.
所以你看见他又恢复，所有的交通又恢复。
You see, the communication, the communion has been restored.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 你看看十字架的情形。
You see the condition of the cross.
难怪。
That's why.
为什么？
Why?
我们在十字架上看见神的宝座呢？
That we can see the throne of God upon the cross.
两个强盗。
There are two robbers.
其中有一个。
One,
两个起头都笑主耶稣。
Both of them mocked the Lord at the beginning.
但是看看主耶稣在十字架上的表现。
Said, but then he saw the Lord Jesus upon the cross.
他发现这是个王。
He discovered he's a king.
这个十字架是他的宝座。
This cross is his throne.
你明白吗？
Do you remember that?
所以他怎么说？
So what did he say?
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
求你德国降临的时候。
He said, remember me.
和你德国
降临。When you receive your kingdom.
表示他是王，你看见吗？
It means that he is a king.
现在你怎么知道他是王？
How do you know he's a king?
这里有一个人做见证。
Because there is one who testified.
苦难应该把主耶稣压在底下。
The suffering should have pressed the Lord Jesus down.
结果他坐在宝座上。
But he was upon the throne.
他在十字架上做王。
He was the king on the cross.
谁说他是王的？
So who said he was a king?
那个强盗说他是王的。
The robber said he was a king.
那个同样是罪人说他是王的。
It was a sinner who said he's a king.
感谢主，弟兄。
Thank the Lord.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
你明白那幅图画？
Now you understand that picture.
为什么腰以上？
Why is it above the loin?
是金金。
Is the glowing metal?
他是神的儿子。
Because he's the son of God.
腰以下。
The below the loin.
乃是彩虹。
Is the rainbow.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他是人子。
Because he's the son of man.
感谢主，弟兄
姊妹。Thank the Lord.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
当以西结用时间望远镜看的时候。
When Ezekiel looked through the telescope of time.
他看见了那幅图画。
He saw that picture.
他不知道怎么解释。
He didn't know how to explain it.
他只说神的荣耀的形象。
He can only see the image of the glory of God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
你读了新约。
If you study the New Testament.
我们就很清楚。
We become very clear.
所以大概就是整个的形象。
So this is the whole image.
明天我们还要继续来解释其他的。
Tomorrow we'd like to continue to explain.
为什么是四活物？
Why is it the four living creatures?
为什么是翅膀？
Why is it the wings?
为什么是轮子？
Why is it the wheels?
为什么有火炉？
Why the furnace?
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见
说，
这一切都和神的旨意发生关系。
All these things have to do with the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你如果读马太福音，
if you study the book of Matthew,
你不明白什么叫做天国。
Do not understand what is the kingdom of heaven.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
以西结第一章是最好的解释。
Ezekiel 1 is the best explanation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是主试着要告诉我们。
This is what the Lord is trying to
tell us. 我盼望大家回去再把这一章读过。
I would like you to return and continue to read this chapter again.
希望大家有很深很深的印象。
That you may have a deeper impression of this chapter.
然后明天。
And then tomorrow.
我们要来看这个意象背后的意义是什么。
We like to look at the significance behind this vision.
但愿主对我们的深处说话。
May the Lord speak to the depths of our hearts.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.